Hello, everyone. We're joined by our grain marketing specialist, Kim Anderson. And Kim, unless something dramatic happens between now and the end of the year, this is our last segment until the first part of January. What is your take on the market chatter as we head into the end of the year?
Well, in our area, I think the chatter is about the dryness in the western part of the hard red winter wheat area. But if you look at the most recent drought monitor, you know, central Oklahoma all the way up into the southern part of central Kansas is dry, and parts of it is moderately drought rated. And so a lot of chatter is about, you know, concern on production on that. In Australia, we've been talking about it's been wet in the eastern part of Australia. The quality of that wheat has declined. I've read one deal that maybe 60% of it will be feed quality rather than milling quality. It's been too dry in western Australia, so their yields aren't going to be as high as expected. Low protein reports out of Canada, you know, they use that to blend some of the lower protein wheats up for milling quality. They won't be able to do that. They'll make hard red winter wheat more valuable. A report said there's 4% more planted acres around the world of wheat. And so if we can get the weather to cooperate, we should have higher world wheat production next year. And corn needs somewhere between 3 and 9 million more acres, and they're going to have to buy that from soybeans, cotton, and spring wheat.
Okay, what's the U.S. corn, wheat, and soybean situation right now?
Well, if you look at the ending stocks estimates for wheat, you know, looking at 43% above average for your ending stocks, 858 million bushels versus about 600. Corn about 48% below average on stocks, 832 million bushels versus 1.6 billion. And soybeans 34% below average, 165 million versus 250 million. So you've got corn and bean stocks really tight. We've got, I wouldn't say excess wheat, but more than adequate amounts of wheat.
And what are the numbers looking at those same crops on the world market?
Well, it's a little closer to average. As you look at wheat, it's 11% rather than your nearly 50 at 6.5 billion versus 5.8 billion. Corn is only 2% below average at 5.2 billion versus 5.24, somewhere in that vicinity, and soybeans are only 7% above average. So world stocks for the grains are about average.
Okay, and for producers looking to sell either old wheat or new wheat, what is your advice for them?
Well, I'm watching the March contract. They may want to watch the July contract if they're just looking at new crop wheat, but they're pretty much mirror images of each other. I've got, you know, you can go back to July 30. The contracts entered a sideways pattern between $7 and $8 per bushel. We broke out of that pattern about a week and a half ago. We went up to around $8.50, challenged the Ohio, but couldn't break through it. Back off, tested that used to be support resistance, which is now support. If we close below that $8, we could run down to 7. I'd expect 7.50, something like that. If we stay above 8, I think we'll go challenge that 8.50, and we could even go to 9. Now, my concern is if you'll go back to June, our ending stocks for wheat was 991 million bushels. In August, September, 952 million. It's down to 858 now. Not much change in any stocks, but you had a $3.50 to $4 increase in price. And I just have a hard time justifying that price increase.
Okay, lots of interesting stuff this past year. What are some of your final thoughts as we look ahead to 2011?
Well, I think the big thing is the bidding war between corn and soybeans and cotton and spring wheat. I think as we get into the February, really March and April time period, that bidding war is going to be over. And that support for wheat prices will be gone. Our ending stocks are well above average, and we're going to go into June with above average stocks. I think that's going to be negative for wheat prices. On the positive side, with 850 million bushels in these stocks, we are within striking distance, if we don't get moisture, if the crop is below average, of justifying these $7 to $8 wheat prices. If we get above average winter wheat production, I think our June 20 price of wheat in central Oklahoma is going to be $5.50 a bushel. And what that says is producers should consider selling some of their new crop wheat for around 7.25.
Okay, Kim Anderson, great information. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Okay, Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist.